afterwards we can do the analysis that I told you about.
You want what? You want a record of my speech as I stammer? Or just speech?
My natural speech. Don't practice intentionally. I told you the day before yesterday to start intentionally. But then, speak naturally as you always speak.
As I always speak. Well, normally, my speech isn't all that bad. But if I've got a small room like this and a tape recorder behind me, it might be a little bit worse. So, I don't... Well... What else can I say?
When did I start stuttering?
I think it was around the same time as the birth of my... My brother. At that time I was about five. So, and then, well, as I've said before, and this is the first form of speech therapy that I've had. So, it's my first experience of it.
Did he die
from your brother? Was born. He didn't die.
Oh. I'm sorry.
No.
So there's five difference between you?
Well, yeah, between me. Well, there's five between me and that brother. Mm-hmm. There's five between him and the other brother. And there's four between him and the sister.
Oh, so you have a big family.
Big spread out. Well, it's not a big family, but there's big... variation in ages, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. And you're the oldest?
Yeah, I'm... Well, I was... Twenty-one. That's odd. On the 28th of April, just turned, and the girl who's the youngest is, I think she's 6 next month, or something like that, yeah.
Oh, and are your parents living now?
It's now at the moment that... my parents live in a place in Wales. It's got the long name, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, well, it's called Llanfair Pwll Gwyngyll go Gerach yn Drobwyll yn Tysilio Gogogoch.
Wow, I've never heard it before.
Well, that is the place that's got the the longest name in Europe, I think, is it? Britain, whatever, I don't know.
Sorry,
it's quite famous. There's lots of tourists there. You get lots of tourists all the time, especially in the summer. It's a small place, yeah.
Yeah? Little village?
Well, yeah, really. It's only very little.
So you know Welsh?
Speak Welsh.
You speak Welsh?
I can't speak it. Properly, but I can understand most of it. Yeah.
Yeah?
Most of it.
I think yesterday is a very good show. Maybe you've seen it as well about the corn is green.
Corn is green, but that's about Wales, isn't it?
Yeah.
South Wales, I think.
Yeah, that's
a man of village. Yeah. I was back at school now, and that is and that is a book that we had in one of the lessons, you know. Mm-hmm. And we talked about it and all that. We had to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah,
quite interesting.
Nice.
It's quite sad, isn't it, towards the end, I think.
Pardon?
I think towards the end it's quite sad, is it? Or whatever. I can't remember.
Until the end, but the end is
solving
most of the problems, and
Maybe
I can tell you about it if you want to go and see.
Oh, no, I don't know, go and see. That's about a lad whose parents his father works in the mines or something like that, and he wants his lad to work in the mines as well, but his teacher wants him to write or something like that. He's a poet or something like that now.
Yeah, I mean, she discovered the Londoner teacher, very well educated feminist. In the turn of the century, so she's very exceptional in being educated and different than all other women in that time. And she came to that neglected village. She wanted to send it to school, to raise a school there. And somehow she discovered him, and she discovered a great talent in him.
Yeah.
She wanted to develop him.
Something like that, yeah.
And then she wanted to prepare him for a grant to Oxford.
Oh, yeah.
So he received a grant. Towards the end of the play, so that's why I said it was
more happy. It was
nice,
actually. Well, it was a long time ago, you see.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't that long ago, I suppose, but long enough.
It's an opportunity for you to see him plays
and
see
while
you're in Henry. I mean, Henry is a bit far, but
still. Yeah. But Randy, though, I'm by myself, you see, so it's not the same, is it?
Do they give you free time? Do you have your own time to work about?
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it's all free, but I'm here, so that's no problem.
And all the time? And all your time?
Yeah.
No limitation about the hour you must come back? Or
no. Because normally it's just... a job. I have to start at 8:30, and it ends at 5:00, and that's it. There's times about twice a month that you have to work on gate guard. But that's not really that much, really. It's no problem. No, it's not very frequent. Well, at the moment I'm called a JT. And then, from there, it's corporal, the next one. So.
Corporal is an officer?
No. Well, not an officer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But
I don't know. The Hebrew ranks are so much the English ones.
Oh.
So,
no, it wouldn't be, would it?
They're the same, but the names, I'm not so good in connecting the names, you know, the colonial names. In Hebrew, I can sing all the ranks, you know,
yeah.
From the first one to the last one.
Yeah.
But in English, I don't know exactly what counts and what...
Yeah. You know. No, it's not. Well, it is... it's quite high up. Well, it's... starting to be high up, but it's not high up, really. Yeah, but it's better than now, anyway. It's more money.
Yeah.
It's the main thing.
That's good. And you have to wear the uniform?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to wear
it.
Of the Air Force.
Oh, yeah, we have to wear that at work and all that, just from as I say, 8:30 till 5:00.
Mm-hmm.
And from then on, you can wear what you like.
Yeah.
Well, really, within reason, you can't have your hair dyed. Pink or anything like that.
Earrings.
No, not really, you're not supposed to. You can't do anything like that.
You cannot have a nice pictures in your arms.
Well, you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to, but my friend's doing all that, but I don't. That doesn't appeal to me anyway.
And you can visit in the weekends, you're completely free. You can visit friends and family and recommend it.
Does that work for half eight?
It's one of the biggest places in Hendon, isn't it?
Hendon?
Yeah.
Is it?
I
Oh, well, I don't know.
There's an office there, and police.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's, is where they train all police cadets, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not the RAF or anything like that.
Yeah,
it's just next door to it, I think.
Yeah.
So, I think that they share all the sports places, the sports centres, facilities, whatever.
And then what are your hobbies when you go home, or
yeah. Well, there's the boring ones like cars and things like that. But I think the main one is karate. I do that quite a lot. And photography. Motorbikes, like motorbikes.
You have one?
Yeah.
And what belt do you have in
karate? Brown belt at the moment. It's not good enough, though. So. No, it's not the same as being a black belt, yeah. But you've got to.
Do you think
the test is coming up pretty soon.
When
are you going to take it? It'll be in about August, isn't it, I was told, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, now it's twice a week I do now, yeah. And I've been doing it now for almost 4 years now. See, so it's quite a long time it's taken me, but.
You feel a great difference in your capabilities and your strength before you started and now, before you started practicing karate?
It also helps in your self. Confidence as well, yeah. But where you're helped by that, and the stammer takes it away, you see, so. No, there's times, and you feel okay, but if the stammer starts, then you feel a bit awkward, a bit embarrassed, maybe.
Mm.
Right now.
And what
made you
start karate? You just saw friends?
Well, some friends all started about the same time, see.
Yeah.
My friends had dropped out. So that's just me now. And my club, you see, is back at home. It's really quite far away from camp. So it's quite hard to practice. Really, there's a lot of travel involved, to do it, twice a week. Normally.
You're gonna do it by yourself, and now the weather is nice. You're gonna just go to the grass and then outside to the garden and do it.
Well, I was back at Coxford, you see, there's loads of sports centres and that, you know, but there's no classes there. before karate. So, yeah, because I am trained by myself, but there's nobody else there. So.
I tried once.
So that was interesting.
To do karate, it was so fun.
You full of surprise.
You had to do a sport in the university 1 year in Israel. The first 1 year you have to do it to take any kind of sport class. But you said if you try karate, it was so funny. I mean, I couldn't.
The first couple of months is boring, really. It's, you know, I feel stupid doing it, don't you? Because I just start punching the air all the time. It's not the same, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's boring. The people there were not so serious. I mean, they burst in laughter, you know, once in a couple of while. So
well, that helps. It's good.
Yeah, but it made the whole atmosphere.
Wasn't doing the same.
Yeah, I thought dancing is better for me.
Dancing?
Yeah, folk dancing, not really ballet.
What was it? Frog dancing, you say?
Folk.
I said frog dancing, yeah.
This is really funny.
Yeah, because my brother's dead and they're frog dancing. No, that's just what we both said.
They train frogs to dance. Mm. Yeah. It's a nice
house. New sport.
Yeah. And tell me about your being a stutter. Do you know other from the family, uncle, and
no, there's nobody else. Yeah.
Nobody else.
Nobody else. No, I was the first. And also, I hope it's the last one in the family as well, because it's not very nice.